Australia's biggest rural property.
You see, in the process of globalization, regarding especially merger and acquisition, politicians in whatever trade partners, in countries of whatever partnership, would always cite national security as an excuse to bar some of the deals. And do you think Australia is no exception, using sovereignty to prevent such a transaction, and that would be detrimental to your national interest instead, ironically?
Yeah, I understand the argument, but don't forget that very few proposals have been knocked back. Very few Chinese investment proposals have been knocked back. The most high-profile one was a bid by a Chinese entity, a state-owned corporation, State Grid, to purchase part of the electricity network in Australia.
Mm-hmm. That was rejected,
yeah,
to my knowledge.
Yeah, and on the vague grounds of national interest.
And in 2015, the government of Australia's Northern Territory decided to lease the port of Darwin to Landbridge Group in Chinese Luqiao Jituan, a Chinese company, for 99 years at a price of just over 500 million Australian dollars.
Yeah, so there you've got a countervailing example. There you've got an example of how what some people would describe as a strategic asset was leased to a Chinese owner. And there were critics of that in Australia. And the American government queried it. The American government queried it. And the US Embassy commissioned a poll so they could have an opinion poll to wave around that showed Australians had reservations about it. But it went ahead. It went ahead. It was the Australian government saying there aren't security issues here. Landbridge is entitled to bid to lease this asset, and there you have the port of Darwin being owned by a Chinese entity. Australia offers a very open climate for Chinese investment, very, very open. And Chinese corporations are building theme parks, owning uranium and coal mines, throwing up hotels, building residential real estate, into agriculture, owning a share of the biggest farm in Australia.